pie plates and your pots and pans and stuff like that in it, see?
Yeah. Now, of course, when you always got through the meal, you didn't have a dishwasher, you had the...
Dishpan.
Huh?
You had a dishpan.
Yeah, you always had to do...
Had to go heat your water and put it in the dishpan and wash your dishes.
Let them...
When you got through washing the dishes, then you had to rinse them, you know, with another pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to throw the dishwater out.
What'd you call that rag you used, piece of cloth you used to do the dishes with?
Oh, the dish rag.
Yeah, and the ones you used to dry them with.
And then you had the drying cloth.
Okay.
Dish rag and the drying cloth.
Okay. And maybe the thing you used to wash your baby face with, you'd call that the...
Washcloth.
Now, what would you use to dry yourself off with that you bathe?
Towel.
What would,
And if you had to go to the bathroom at night, you had the thunder mug.
Thunder mug? What was the thunder mug?
That was slop jaw.
Was that for you couldn't make it out of the outhouse?
That's when the weather was too bad for the children to go outside, they had to use a thunder mug. Keep it freezing.
And what was you turn the water on in the kitchen sink?
You didn't have no kitchen sink.
There was?
Not then. You know, not when you had a well. Well, I can remember, later on we had the kitchen sink, you know, when you got running water inside.
Yeah.
But, we didn't have running water in the house, you know. During the first part of my life.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the business is when I was... We got our lessons up by a kerosene lamp. We used to have to wait until we either get them before we had supper. We always called the afternoon meal supper. And we would take that old kerosene lamp, sit in the middle of that big table, and then we'd have some of the damnedest battles you ever saw who had the most lamp.
Yeah.
My sister would pull it closer to her, "I can't see." And I'd say, "Well, I can't see." And it got too hot and heavy, we'd both get the daylights wailed out of us.
Get what?
The daylights wailed out of us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What'd you call that when you got later, when you got the sink? You call that the what? Where the water?
Well, tap.
Yeah.
You know, kitchen tap. Well, some people call it the faucet taps.
And outside, do you have a different name for it when it was outside made?
Well, we had outside spigot, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, if it was on a jug or not a jug, it was on a barrel or a water container or something like that. Maybe it's on the cistern.
Well, in other words,
do you have a different name for it?
They would usually, in other words, we mostly called it a tap or a faucet on the sink.
Okay.
And then if you had it on a barrel or a cistern, you called it a spigot.
Okay.
I mean, we did. I don't know whether that was the correct terminology or not, but that was, you know, old folks would say, "Oh, that spigot out there and get me a glass of water."
Yeah.
Now, if it was inside, they'd say, "Go to the tap, you know, get me a glass of water."
Did you ever get the cold up here where the pipes would...
Where the pipes freeze? It got cold enough down here where I'd sleep under mattresses. And stay in bed all day because didn't have clothes enough to get up.
Pipes ever?
Yeah. Well, they would freeze.
What?
And your pumps would freeze, you know, when you had a pump. I remember we had a well, and then we had an outdoor pump, too.
Yeah.
You know, you draw the water out of the well, and then you could pump. pump it, you know, with this hand pump. See? And we used to take and later on, like I said, when you had inside running water, we used to take in, as a precautionary measure, we'd wrap the pipes in old newspapers or rags, you know, so they wouldn't freeze.
Because when they freeze, do they always burst?
In other words, the galvanized pipe, which was predominantly used them days, you know, for piping, you didn't have copper on them. Well, I imagine they had it in some place, but most of the time it's just galvanized pipe for drinking water, you know, and bath water.
Okay.
And they would go. It would rarely get cold enough to break the lines, but the I have seen them break, you know. It would usually break if the threaded part of connection, say, that was the most vulnerable place, I guess, the, you know, which is where the metal was the weakest, you know.
Yeah.
And that's usually where it breaks.